and she would order, but he wouldn't order a meal because he was so anxious that he couldn't actually eat. And when he boarded a flight, he wouldn't consume anything, alcoholic or non-alcoholic, because he didn't want to have to, halfway through the flight, 35,000 feet above the Mediterranean, actually join a queue and actually go to the toilet. Social anxiety. Neil Shah is the chief de-stressing officer at the Stress Management Society and author of The 10-Step Stress Solution. Hi, Neil.
Good morning, Ben. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm just thinking about one of my earlier callers who suffered so much with social anxiety. He couldn't actually order anything at a restaurant, but he'd sit opposite his missus while she ate. Is that fairly uncommon or common?
Well, what we've got to consider here is that's the symptom. We need to understand what's the cause of that. We've got a lot of people in modern society that are getting more and more stressed, and it manifests itself in so many ways. Some people get into the point where, you know, literally they just can't get off the couch and they're just going to sit there and eat and drink and just lock themselves away from the world. Other people have, you know, a variety of other manifestations. And the challenge here is that you've got someone that has got to the point where they can't function in an everyday normal setting because the anxiety is so much. So it's really important they start to consider action you can take to find out what's causing this, what's behind this, what's the root cause of this, and how we can start moving on.
It could get to a stage where you more or less talk yourself into it, that it is a self-fulfilling prophecy. It gets worse and worse.
Absolutely. It's like if someone that has panic attacks, the more you think about having a panic attack, the more likely you're going to have one because you talk yourself into it. And, exactly as you said, people talk about perception versus reality. Well, I would say your perception is your reality. If you think you're stressed and you can't cope, guess what? You're absolutely right.
You're the author of what will be a best-selling book, 10-Step Stress Solution. Neil, how can people de-stress? And I'm thinking in particular about that listener earlier on who couldn't force himself to eat a morsel of food.
And that's a great question. Now, you can't go to the gym once and expect to be fit for the rest of your life. But when it comes to relaxation, people are expecting, you know, to go on holiday once a year and that's it. That will kind of help them to relax. I think it's important to build relaxation into your daily routine. Whether that's, you know, taking the dog for a walk twice a day, whether that's taking up some kind of formal sort of relaxation activities like yoga or meditation, whether it's just, you know, just taking time and being peaceful, listening to music, you know, having a wind down routine at the end of every day so you're able to get a good night's sleep. And you know, if you're commuting to work on a bus or a train, rather than using that time to check Facebook and social media, maybe do something that's going to help you to unwind and relax. So there are a lot of people that literally are wrong from the moment they wake up to the moment they go to sleep. And obviously there are some challenges and consequences to that because your brain has no off time.
Neil, within 60 seconds, I understand that... there are some rather unusual techniques such as defrosting a freezer that could help people.
Well, horses, of course, if defrosting your freezer relaxes you, then why not? But, you know, it could be anything. As we talked about, sort of, you know, time in nature and being around greenery, there's a few things I've come across recently something called primal scream, where literally people are just venting by screaming and getting things off their chest. I got to try it out with an expert, and it's absolutely fantastic. You feel great. You feel really re-energized. It could be animals. You know, literally petting and cuddling an animal helps your body to release oxytocin, which is known as the cuddle hormone. So, you know, that's a really simple thing. Works for me anyway.
Just finally, and very, very briefly, this guy who couldn't eat with his wife or his girlfriend, could he maybe just start off by ordering one course and then the next Friday night ordering another course? Do you see where I'm going?
Yeah. Now, ultimately, again, that's addressing the symptoms. I would actually get him to start thinking about the state he's in and taking time to relax before going out for dinner. Maybe go for a walk. Maybe, you know, take up some mindfulness meditation. So when he goes out to the restaurant, he's already in a relaxed state of mind. He's more likely to want to eat something if he's relaxed.
Okay, Neil. Best of luck with the new book. Thank you very much.
Fantastic.
Indeed. Thank you. Hope we.